Senator Stevens has been involved with the Statehood Celebration Commission, which is the organization that's asked us to carry this bill, which will create a commemorative license plate to celebrate Alaska's 50th anniversary as a state. As you know from being here in Alaska these past years and from reading the sponsor statements, you know we've got a 50th anniversary celebration coming up as the 49th state in 2009. And to mark this occasion, the legislature a few years back created the Statehood Celebration Commission, and their goal was to organize, plan, and administer all official state activities leading up to the 50th anniversary. And one of those things that they've been working on is the Statehood Celebration License Plate, which I believe your aide passed out earlier the color copy of that. Sorry, we don't have a actual example in our hands yet. What our bill will do is authorize the Division of Motor Vehicles to issue this special license plate for a period of a couple of years. It'll commemorate the 50th anniversary of statehood. It'll have the statehood celebration seal on there, and that's been determined by the commission. For those folks who may be listening on gavel to gavel, it's basically Alaska license plate with gold, and the Statehood Celebration Commission is the North Star with Alaska 50 on it. A little bit of mountains underneath there, and then celebrating statehood 59 through 2009. It's a pretty good looking plate, and it's going to be available starting in January, provided this bill goes through. We had a letter of support from Gail Phillips, included in the package, who was chair of the Statehood Celebration Commission until recently. Her position has been taken over by Chris Perry through the governor's office. But I know the Statehood Celebration Commission is behind the plate. And also Dwayne Bannock, director of the Division of Motor Vehicles, has been working with us extensively on this. And I believe he's available to answer the more specific questions about the plate and how things will operate and so forth. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have at this time, or perhaps Mr. Bannock would be able to take that over for the more technical questions and how things will be issued and all that.
Okay. What we're going to do is we have a CS version E. If I could have a member make a motion to adopt version E.
Mr. Chair, I recommend for committee referral House CS for Senate Bill 49 version 25 LS0388 /E echo for committee referral.
Thank you. And that was Vice Chair Newman who's joined us. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. At this point, I'd like, before we take testimony or questions, have Randy Rero come up and explain the changes in the committee substitute for those online in the committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Randy Raro, aide for the House Transportation Committee and staff to Representative Johansson. Mr. Chairman, if I could walk the committee through the CS, the first change is to the title. The title is been amended and broadened out so that it can encompass the later changes in the bill. There is a title change resolution that the committee would need to move if it wishes at the end of the hearing. The second change is to section one. The purpose of the bill is similarly broadened out to accommodate the other changes in the CS. So we deleted a little language, made some language changes there. The third change in the CS is to add a new section four. Section 4 of the CS adds vehicles owned by Alaskans who have won a Medal of Honor citation to the list of vehicles that are entitled to special or unique registration status with the DMV. This change means Alaska Pearl Harbor survivors, former POWs who are in the statute now, and Medal of Honor recipients, should this bill pass, could receive special license plates for their personal vehicle without charge by DMV. The design of the plate would be at the discretion of the commissioner of DMV. The fourth change is to add a new section 5. The new section 5 amends AS 2810-421 sub D sub 2, and it deletes the present $30 a vehicle registration fee the DMV charges for recipients of the Purple Heart. Section 6 adds recipients of the Medal of Honor to the list of Pearl Harbor survivors and former POWs who do not have to pay anything to have their vehicles registered. Those are the changes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Randy. Any questions for Mr. Raro? Representative Faircloth?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you speak to the, do we have a new fiscal note?
Through the chair, Representative Faircloth, the administration's practice, I believe, is to prepare fiscal notes after the CS is adopted and moved from committee, so there'll be a forthcoming fiscal note that'll go with the bill. It's not prepared yet. I've talked to Mr. Bannock, who is also online, and been advised that there will be a zero note, that the impact, if any, from the bill is minor and could be absorbed in the administration's existing budget. But if you have, I guess, specific questions, Mr. Bannock is online.
Okay. Well, we do have a fiscal note, and it says there's no net impact, but if you're reducing a fee, and we expect something, even if it's not expected to be a large amount. Can you tell me about how many plates we anticipate to print?
Through the chair, Representative Faircloth, for Medal of Honor winners, I believe in talking to the VFW and the American Legion, I was advised that there's, to their knowledge, only been 3 to 5, I guess, Alaskans who've won or been awarded the Medal of Honor. So it's not a large number, but I guess it, in my opinion, it'd be a very important citation medal to receive.
I was wondering how many of the commemorative license plates. I was wondering if we actually did an analysis to see how many plates that we normally issue in a year.
Oh, okay.
Because I noticed that you're making an effort to make sure that we can use up any of an overrun print that aren't used in a year and still continue to issue them until they're gone. And so I'm wondering what kind of analysis you used to make your initial run.
Through the chair, Representative Faircloth, I apologize. I didn't understand the question. I'd have to defer that part of the bill to Mr. Bannock or Mr. Letch on the commemorative plate.
Right. We do just for the committee. We have Mr. Bannock is online for those specific questions. If there's any questions as to the differences between the versions, Randy would be able to answer that. Representative Dugan?
To that point, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 2, we're in section 4, we're amending something to include Medal of Honor recipients. What is it we're amending there?
Through the chair, Representative Dugan, that section is a list of persons who are eligible to receive a special plate. And what we're adding, if you see the bold and underlined, we're adding the Medal of Honor recipients to the list.
This section adds them to the list.
Right. That's correct, through the chair.
And then where do we say that they don't have to pay for that?
Section 5?
Through the
page 3. Changes 30 to 9.
No, that's the recipients of the Purple right. Heart. Oh. I'm asking about Medal of Honor winners.
Through the chair, I believe it's in the existing language of 2810-181L. And I.
Thank you.
Right here, Mike. I believe it's on page 2, line 29. Is that correct, Randy?
Yeah, without charge.
Issue without charge special registration plates for non.
That's correct. Through the chair, that's correct.
I see. It's where we added at the top of page 3. Thank you.
Representative Newman?
Again, I just wanted to clarify. I had, as a member of the Alaska Statehood Celebration Committee, who's worked on his license plate for the last 2 years or year and a half now, finally getting to this point here, moving it finally through the House. In the Senate, this was a new CS that was added, and I had several hours of conversations this morning already trying to make sure that this wasn't going to have a huge impact on the Alaska Statehood Celebration Committee license plate because it has gone this far, all the way through the Senate up to the House at this time. And again, because there was only approximately 3 Purple Heart people or recipients, minimal cost. I was told that Dwayne Bannock said that they could absorb that cost, and I believe also when the Medal of Honor presidents, that happened to be Old House Bill 245, I believe that did that. But I was assured that this did not have an impact on Alaska Statehood Celebration Committee's plate or possible. In fact, Senator Stevens, the original author of House Bill or Senate Bill 49, did not object to this CS. So I just want to make sure that was on the record.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
And also, Representative Corrine has joined us.
Thank you. Sorry for my tardiness.
No problem whatsoever. Representative Dugan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Three Purple Heart recipients? Is that the right order of scale for Purple Heart?
Through the chair, Representative Dugan, I believe there's several hundred Purple Heart recipients. It's the Congressional Medal of Honor, or that's very few in number.
Thank you. And those who get the Purple Heart, is it an award decoration that's only given to people who are wounded in combat?
Through the chair, that's my understanding. That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else from the committee, Representative Newman?
Yes, Mr. Romero, through the chair, Mr. Chair. How many Purple Heart recipients are there then?
Through the chair, Representative Newman, my understanding is that there are approximately 500 statewide Purple Heart recipients who've also applied for the special plate. There, I guess, through the chair, there could be more total, but the actual number who've applied for a special plate, I believe, is right around 500.
If I may, Mr. Bannock?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Good question.
Certainly. Go. Dwayne Bannock, DMV, can you identify yourself for the record, please?
Indeed I can. I'm sorry. My name is Dwayne Bannock, today representing the Department of Administration and the Division of Motor Vehicles.
Thank you, Dwayne. Representative Newman has a question for you.
Hello,
yes, sir.
Dwayne, I've been assured that the Department of Motor Vehicles can absorb any cost to the state, so there would not be any fiscal notes, so this would not have to go to finance because of this CS. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Newman, from a cost point of view, we have agreed that with the implementation of this, there will be no additional costs incurred in our budget. And in fairness, I must say, there will potentially be a loss of revenue as a result of this. I consider it to be a very, very, very small loss of revenue in comparison to our $62 million of projected income. But in the matter of pure disclosure, when we are reducing a fee or taking a fee away, there will be a loss of revenue.
Mr. Bannock, Representative Newman again, have you ever offered this opportunity for free license plate or any other reductions in the Department of Motor Vehicles budget to any other bill or, I don't know, in any other instance?
Representative Newman, I certainly can't think of another one outside of this bill, as I believe it was you that had noted. Last year there was a bill very similar to the CS. It didn't turn into law. I am not familiar in the 4 years that I've been pleased to be your DMV director that we've had an opportunity to lower any fees.
I'm going to follow up. Representative Newman, Dwayne, do you ever see this having any substantial impact in the future? Being as the fact that the Alaska Statehood Celebration Committee license plate has a date on it that only goes, I believe, 2 or 3 years. But then this is going to go on into perpetuity. How does that two combine, or how do you see that meshing out?
Through the chair, Representative Newman, I see them as being two very distinct and different issues. First part of the issue has to do with the Centennial Plate, and the Centennial Plate is, by this statute, authorized for a fixed amount of time, I believe exactly 3 years, if I'm reading it correctly. Check that, 2 years. And the reason that there is no fiscal effect of that is this bill, as it pertains to the Centennial Plate, is only subject to the design of the plate that we already give away, what we refer to in the business as the standard issue license plate. In Alaska, all license plates are governed by state statute, so the statehood celebration portion of this is specific to the design of the already budgeted for money for standard license plates. The committee substitute, as I understand it, also includes the Purple Heart plate, which we currently use today. It is part of our inventory, and the plate sells for an additional $30, much like any other personalized or specialty type of plate. It carries with it a small fee. Based on the very small amounts of Purple Heart license plates that are out there and the very small fee that is attached to it, the effects of taking the fee off I don't consider to be substantially consequential at all. However, it would not be the truth to say if we charge $30 for something yesterday and we don't charge $30 for it tomorrow, that there is no effect. Does that answer the question, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'd like to give, unless there's any other questions on the CS for Mr. Ruaro. We have online Chris Constant from the Alaska Statehood Celebration Commission. Is that right, Mr. Ruaro? Chris, are you online?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you state your name and your affiliation?
Yes, I'm Christopher Constant, the Vice Chair of the Alaska Statehood Celebration Commission.
Did you have testimony today, Chris?
Yeah, you know, I've been watching this move, as Representative Newman had said, for about the past 2 years, and it was killed last year for a variety of reasons, and this is really our last opportunity to move this through before the Statehood Celebration is upon us. If we're trying to do this again next year, it becomes a problem. And I would defer to Representative Newman's judgment that he had spoken with Senator Stevens on applying this committee substitute, but I would have the commission note that the committee note that there's House Bill number 184, which is an act relating to commemorative troop license plates and providing an effective date, which might be a safer and more logical place to attach this committee substitute, only because if we don't get this through this time because there's some question about financial fiscal notes or any of those problems, then it's over, and this committee has an opportunity to make sure that this bill passes. And if we start tacking on a whole bunch of other stuff, no matter how important, it just slows down our process. And that's probably all I would say, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Constant. Questions? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Doug, could we have you come up and, for the record, give the opinion of your esteemed boss on this amendment?
Sure. Thank you once again, Mr. Chairman. For the record, again, my name is Doug Letch, Senator Gary Stevens' office. We've talked about this with your staff, yourself, and also Representative Newman this morning. Senator Stevens, his initial interest is in the Statehood Celebration Commission's license plate. He's deferring to the will of your committee, but he does not have any heartache whatsoever about these additional recipients of no-cost license plates. If that's appropriate for the House to for the Transportation Committee to adopt the CS, he would support it.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks.
Dwayne, we asked you a question. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to the record on this?
Only, sir, that it has truly been a pleasure in working with both the bill sponsors and the bill sponsor staff, as well as your office. We fully support both the original bill as well as the committee substitute, and we're pleased to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Bannock? All right. We'll close the testimony portion, move on to committee discussion. Before we begin, I'd like to recognize the concerns that Representative Newman has of basically dropping an amendment on a Senate bill in its last committee. Considering the substance of what we're doing for these people, the Purple Heart and Congressional Medal of Honor. I would really like to see the CS move out of committee, and if it does cause a problem, I'd once it gets to the floor, I'd be happy to recognize that and support pulling it out in favor of the Alaska Statehood Celebration Commission. But I'd really like to get this in there for these people who, Congressional Medal of Honor, they're the highest recognized folks in the nation, and our Purple Heart folks, too, who literally shot or wounded or whatever on the battlefield. So I'd really like to get this in there and, get that out there for those people who sacrificed for us to even be here talking freely about these issues. Any discussion in the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Newman? Oh, Representative Dugan?
I was wondering if I might ask Mr. Raro just one more question about this.
Sure.
Was there any... I'm going to ask a question which is inevitably going to be asked, which is, if we're going to give basically free license plates to the people who were decorated for combat, is there a particular reason we stopped with the Medal of Honor? There are other people who have gotten sort of lesser medals, but also for valor in combat, like the Silver Star, and so on. Could you just tell me kind of what the reasoning was?
Through the chair, Representative Dugan, I suppose the reasoning at this point is just that we felt that was the highest level award. We did not look at the other awards. Those people are probably very deserving as well. It's just that in this bill, we didn't go that far. Certainly, they are very deserving.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion from committee members? Representative Newman?
I'll follow up.
Representative Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dwayne, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you.
This is Representative Fairclough. I have a question in production. I'm supportive of moving the bill out of committee today, but unfortunately, in past history, I've been a merchandiser and sort of understand some of the workings of making things. And it is hard for me to understand how, if we're only printing three plates for something, that there's not some graphic design costs as well as some other costs that I'm not hearing about today. Do you print those internally?
Through the chair, Madam Representative, let me give just a very quick summary on how we can do that and explain why we can. Several years ago, we renegotiated our contract with our plate manufacturer, and part of that includes that we do not buy all of our plates by the pallet like we used to do. And the largest cost when it comes to setting up a new license plate is in the actual design of the plate. And as you will see in the committee substitute, it is provided that the Department of Administration is who comes up with the design of this plate. Once that design is done and is put in what we refer to as a camera-ready artwork, with the program that we have negotiated with our plate manufacturer, it's less than $300 to turn it then into a license plate, at which point in time we can order one, we can order two, we can order 500, or we can order 5,000. And the per-unit piece remains the same.
So just to follow up on that, because supply and demand does not normally work to buy one unit, if we have a prospect of three people, you're going to order how many of the plates?
Madam Representative, I'm not going to order any until the customer requests it. Because that was part of our process here from a merchandising point of view. Instead of storing license plates on the shelves in every office across Alaska, we've consolidated our personalized and our specialty plate ordering into a system where we order it only once the customer has requested it.
So
while it is fair to say that if there are only three of them, let's just say, that our pure cost point of view would be roughly $100 a plate, The fact of the matter is we've already given testimony that we're going to absorb that cost for the initial setup, and that the actual cost of the license plates themselves is about $10 a set.
Thank you, Mr. Bannock.
Anybody else? Representative Newman.
Thank you. Mr. Bannock, Representative Newman, don't we already have Purple Heart license plates? I know I've seen some around.
Representative Newman, yes, sir, we do.
So you probably could bypass that cost if you already have that design, right? No?
I'm sorry, Mr. Representative, I was speaking in my conversation with my answers to Representative Faircloth. I was speaking of the Congressional Medal of Honor Award plate.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dwayne.
Thanks.
And just to follow up, Mr. Chair, again, as somebody who has worked on this committee for the last year, there's been an extensive amount of work gone into the design, all the way down to looking at what other states do. We've had recommendations on colors. We've talked to the Alaska State Troopers on what they felt would be best, and it's gone through quite a design process. It's changed several times through the process because of recommendations, again, from Alaska, all the way from the troopers, from Dwayne and what he has to offer, and from what the committee has to offer. So I commend the committee for the work that they've done on this, literally hours and hours. Chris Constein, who's worked on this for quite a bit, also a good job, Chris. And I fully support recommending that we do this. So if you would like, the will of the committee.
Move on to a motion, I just had a quick question, and I'm not sure if anybody can answer this one, but just procedurally, we have a concurrent resolution to change the title. Can we move this work draft without a number on it and go through after the fact, or do we need to have an introduced?
We do have a version number.
All right, so that'll be okay then.
So, Mr. Chair, I move. Mr. Chair, I move House concurrent resolution by Representative Johansson, version 25LS0721/A, for committee.
Is there objection? Seeing none, HCR Black /A has been moved, and we have a motion on the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move. House CS for Senate Bill 49, version 25, LS0388/E, echo from committee.
And
any attached amendments or fiscal notes?
Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, the bill is moved from committee, and we're adjourned for the day.